You're listening to the Feed Your Wild podcast, a conscious lifestyle show about all things nourishing for your body, mind, and soul. I'm Vanessa Rodriguez, and join me for candid conversations with changemakers, exploring health and wellness, food as medicine, intuition and spirituality, and nature-based practices that will transform your health and feed all parts of your wild self. Hello, hello. Welcome back to Feed Your Wild. This is a personal episode. Today, I turn 40. Yes, entering my fourth decade here on Earth School. 40 tours around the sun. I'm feeling all the things. I'm mostly feeling excited because from what I've witnessed from my loved ones and friends and what I have been really receiving as messages and just sort of like how things are shaping out thus far, I feel like when you move into your 40s, you enter this next level of I don't give a F-ness, you know, and I'm really excited about that. I mean, who wouldn't be? I just feel like it's coming even more into your truth, your sense of self, your being totally authentic and in your communication. And I think just aging does something to you around that, right? It kind of is like reverse aging. When you're little, you're like that, and then you kind of get programmed and conditioned And then as you get older and older, you start remembering, wait a minute, I have to stay true to myself, or this doesn't really matter. And then, you know, you have my 90-something-year-old abuelas, grandmothers, that tell you like it is and don't hold back. And so I'm excited about that. And I'm also feeling a lot of contractions and definitely in the space of the contraction moving into expansion. The word that has been coming to me is precipice. Like I'm on the precipice of something, like something is coming. And I feel that to be true for the collective. I feel like we are all tapping into that. We're all experiencing that. I'm seeing huge shifts happening for people. I mean, the astrology also maps that out on a collective level. So I wanted to get into some of that as well as what's been helping me lately in this transition time and acts of remembrance, some powerful exercises that I have been engaged with that have really helped me. We'll talk a little bit about Venus, and I have some surprise birthday announcements. Yeah, I got a birthday sale going on, so I'll announce that in just a moment because I'm really excited about it. I don't do a ton of these types of sales, and I don't even think last time I had a birthday I did anything like this, so I'm really excited. We're also going to be touching in on some things that are connected to tomorrow's live masterclass, Rise Up New Earth Intuitive Healer. So if you haven't signed up for that, it's totally free. Please come. It's going to be an amazing time. I've already received some of the messages from my guides about it. I received a channeling and yeah, I felt it as very powerful. I still feel it in my body. I had tears well up. It's just really powerful messages that are wanting to come through and be shared. So I'm excited to do that tomorrow if you join me live. And yes, it will be recorded, but if you are there live, there are some special surprises for you available. So I encourage you to make it if you are able to. Well, this contraction that I'm feeling, it's in a lot of different areas of my life. And I feel like, well, there's a lot of planets retrograde, right? But one of the things that I am experiencing currently on a personal level is not just my solar return, but also my Venus return. My Venus is in Leo. And from June 5th to October 8th or 9th, Venus is in the sign of Leo. And I am feeling that. We also have Venus retrograde starting July 22nd, so next month, and that going through September 3rd. And I'm feeling the sort of pre-retrograde phase of that. It's a time where, man, a lot is coming up around partnership, money, magnetism. In the sign of Leo, like my heart-centeredness kind of coming back home to that and how it relates to and within my relationships, and all my relationships, not just my partnerships or my family and friends, but also with you, with my clients, my students, those that are listeners of this podcast. Venus is the planet that is also is connected to these things, of course, of beauty and love, magnetism, arts, partnership. And I am feeling that fire doubly so in these areas. And yeah, I'm feeling contraction in a lot of them. And one of the things that I have learned through, you know, living through many different contractions and seeing the patterns is that contractions never persist like chronically forever. There is always some point where there's a release and an expansion. And while I'm not fully there, that's where I'm feeling into this precipice, because I feel like these contractions that are happening are there are adjustments that are necessary, that are required for me to enter this next level. You know, as I enter my 40s, as I enter this next phase of motherhood, as I enter a new frontier in my business, there's a lot going on behind the scenes that that I'm tending to. And while it can all feel very heavy and in some parts, almost stagnant, I also feel like there's this moment where the dams are going to be lifted, you know? And in order for that rushing flow of energy and waters to go where they're meant to go and in a supportive way, right? For the ecology, for the environment, I need to have everything prepared. I need to have the landscape ready to receive that flow in a lot of different areas of my life. And I feel that this is true for so many of us with Venus and Leo in general, for the collective. When we tune into that energy, it's heart-centered love, it's sovereignty, it's innate leadership. It's beauty as joyful responsibility. It's performance. It's art, and it's self-assuredness, right? As sort of our center of gravity. So, yes, Venus and Leo can be fun-loving and creative and radiant and expressive, and really about love and loving your life. But it's also through that it's showing up as who you are, and not just for you, but showing others, literally showing all of your colors. And what I call stepping out of that closet, that spiritual closet, showing all of your colors and feathers as a healer, which is what we're going to get into in tomorrow's masterclass in that transmission of Rise Up. It's part of my purpose here and an aspect of my purpose. I have a private podcast feed, if you weren't aware. It's called Wild Meanderings on the Heart of Healing, and it's for my email subscribers only. So if you're an email subscriber, subscriber to my newsletter, you can go to the links in the show notes or in my Instagram link bio. you'll find the button there to subscribe. And when you do, then you'll get access to a private podcast that I just started. And I released one yesterday. And I talked a little bit about my purpose, how, you know, I came into that. But, you know, there's all these different tools and practices that have assisted me, systems that have assisted me in digging and unearthing what it is that I am here to do. And really what all of them did was simply reflect back to me that which I already knew and I had inside. Of course, we all have that, right? So these are just supportive systems and tools. They're not meant to dictate anything. But one thing that's really funny is through my human design, there's a thing called your incarnation cross, which is basically kind of like a destiny point, and it's looking at your purpose. And I see purpose as sort of like a flavor. You know, it could be transmitted and expressed through many different things. It doesn't necessarily mean one specific thing. So it's not rigid. But my purpose is the right angle cross of service too. And when we look at that particular one, it's really all about guiding and mentoring from a place of stillness, inner wisdom, and intuition. And specifically working with people through their challenges and helping support them to come into their purpose and awaken to that. And when I remember when I read that and I was already kind of doing this work, it was just such confirmation that it really, in those moments of contraction, like really big contractions, whether it's within myself, my business, you know, my bank account, my relationships, it served as a guiding light, like a light post, a lighthouse that said, yes, you are on the right track. Keep going. And of course, this could be expressed in many different ways, and I have done so. In its current iteration, it looks like my group mentorship program and mastermind program, the Wildly Intuitive Practitioner Pathway. I will be briefly talking about that tomorrow as well at the end of our masterclass for those who are interested, because I have a special birthday discount. I never have a discount for this program, and I was feeling really called to offer that. So I'm going to hold that as a surprise for you. I'll reveal what that birthday discount for WIP, which I call it WIP, what that's going to be for those who attend our masterclass. So join us, whether you're able to make it live or not, you'll see the replay, you'll get sent that, and then you'll get access to the birthday discount if that's something that you've been exploring. So that's my gift to you. And while we're on the topic of birthday gifts and sales, I also wanted to share that I'm also offering a coupon. So you can use a coupon for this for my one-on-one private Akashic soul record readings. I opened my books back up after 3 years of not doing it. I felt really called to connect with people one-on-one again. And you will receive $40 off from the cost, the regular price of an Akashic soul record reading. This, unfortunately, you cannot use this on previously purchased sessions, but you can for new ones. And so if you've been feeling like you have really been needing that one-on-one private time to go deep and to explore what's available to you through the Akashic Records, I encourage you to sign up. I have limited slots, but there are still some, and you'll get $40 off. You can use the code HELLO40. Hello 40, and it'll take it off when you sign up. So the information and the links to all of this are going to be in the show notes. And you can also go to my website and go to the private readings, and you'll see it there too. And lastly, I have another part of this birthday sale that I want to share, and it's that I'm opening back up doors to Feed Your Wild Gut for just a limited time for this birthday sale. So for just 1 week until 4th of July, and all of the coupons and the discounts are available for 1 week only. So until the 4th of July, you have access to these coupons and the discounts. And I'm opening Feed Your Wild Gut back up for those of you who've been asking me and wondering when it was going to ever open back up. And that is normally $777, and you get $444 off of the price for a week. So that's available. The coupon code is already applied. So all you need to do is go to the website, wildlyrooted.com/feedyourwildgut. You can also click the links that I have available in the show notes, and you can get it for $333. So that's $444 off. And that's for a limited time until 4th of July. So those are my birthday sales in the spirit of this solar return and giving. I did want to share one more gift, and that is if you wanted to gift me in any way, if you wanted to contribute in this time, this sort of milestone of my life, if you appreciated the podcast in any way, I am requesting, if you did feel like you wanted to share the love in some way, I have a dear, dear friend. Her name is Karen, who is having a really hard time right now, and she's having some major health issues. She is a beloved wife, mother, grandmother, sister, auntie, friend, but she's a brilliant healer. She's a homeopath, a birthing and dying doula, a health coach, a gardener, a natural food chef. She's so much more. She is the embodiment of a heart-centered healer. I have never met anybody else as heart-centered and giving and true to her path as Karen. And service is really her passion. She's dedicated herself to the care of others through her healing practice, through her pro bono healing seva, through extended projects, some of which that she created and oversaw, others that she's been asked to help with. And this includes dedicating herself in service to her Indigenous Peoples Project, providing holistic health care to members of 70 different nations, 6 weeks in service at birth camp in the Philippines after Typhoon Yolanda, 12 weeks of service in Mexico and New Mexico for a beloved seedsman and farmer after he fell ill. So much. The list goes on and on. Karen has also shown up for me in the times where I was really needing support. She was an ally. She was a healer. And I love her dearly with all of my heart. And I'm very saddened by what's happened. So she has basically a mysterious illness that has prevented her from being able to work and to be in service. Karen was the chief breadwinner for her immediate extended family, and her income ended in late September of 2022 as she began to lose her ability to walk or use her hands. And she has assembled an excellent medical team, and they're working to support her, but so far they don't have clear answers as to why she suddenly developed this tremendously painful and profoundly limiting condition. And of course, not being able to work, there isn't any money coming in. So that loss of income, she's really mounting a lot of expenses, of course, out of pocket medical, lab, housing, dietary supplement, like the caregiving, and then just not being able to be there in service for all of her clients and patients. So it would be I would be so grateful and deeply honored if for my birthday, you chose to give back to Karen and I'm going to cry because she's just, excuse me, she really is. When we think about that person who's so giving and selfless, Karen is the epitome of this. And of course, you know, as healers, I know so many of you listening are healers, whether you do so professionally or not. It's one of the hardest things to take care of ourselves. Because when your heart's centered, there is that impulse to be selfless. But in a new way of operating and being here in service, it's remembering that we must take care of ourselves first, and we must take care of one another. Healer, heal thyself and heal one another, right? Together, we uplift one another. So it would be my honor. I would be so appreciate if you can donate. Any amount will help. And there's a GoFundMe available for her that was put together by her friend Larry Morningstar. And I will put the link in the show notes and in my email and also in my Instagram bio link so that you can share the love and give back to a person who has given basically her whole life. And I know that she would be so appreciative. And so thank you for all your love. If a monetary donation is not possible, prayers are also so, so welcomed. And that's one of the most powerful things we can do. So thank you for your love, your prayers, and your support for Karen's healing journey. And all contributions are honored and deeply appreciated. So on that note, supporting one another, remembering that as healers, we need to take care of ourselves, right? And uplift one another. I had realized that while I was showing up so much in service and so love to do, it's my life to do that. I also acknowledge that I need to be held in a specific container, right? The importance of being held, especially as space holders and healers, is just profound. And I realized that through my process of contraction, I unconsciously called it in, and I was invited into a container that did just that. It's a beautiful group of other space holders and healers, and I am so grateful. But I know that it's because I had that prayer and I had that intention. And so if we can really hold that for ourselves to what we could say manifest, what it is that we are really needing and desiring, and that is in full alignment. My own manifestation practice, if you want to call it that, was working with the Akashic Records. I always incorporate the Akashic Records with it. But it was really this envisioning and embodying exercise that I engaged in. I have over the years, I've fallen off the so-called wagon, but it's a reminder of our power to co-create our life. And a lot of times it's these contractions, or what I call shift storms. I heard that term from somebody else. I did not make it up, but I just loved it because it does feel like, you know, these shift storms, they come through. And those contractions are really here to squeeze us into an expanded way of being and even more in alignment. But some of the processes that I engaged with in doing so were envisioning processes and connecting with my guides, who reminded me the importance of this practice, especially right now. And it's why they are having me guide all of us in an envisioning process tomorrow, in tomorrow's masterclass, Rise Up. It shifted my state immediately, profoundly. And while there was a little bit of a delay, it did shift my external circumstances in a couple of days. So there might be a little bit of that lag to see. It might happen immediately for people. But what I have seen is that the internal shift happens immediately, and then the external circumstances begin to shift, unfold over the coming days. So I'm excited to share that process with you. And another practice that I began engaging with that I'm looking even more into, and I'm going to have someone come on the podcast and speak into, is participating in a couple of exercises under this framework and system called Rapid Rewire Method. And I won't touch on that more because I don't know as much about it. I'm just beginning to dive in and connecting with people who do this work, but I'm really excited to share more about that in future episodes. So through this process, through these processes of envisioning, you know, and embodying and that shifting that state, I was reminded of who the F I was, who I am, and the power I have to shift my state, my trajectory, and ultimately my timeline literally at any given moment. This work is profound, and it really is a reclamation of, well, many, many things, but one of the things is the reclamation of our mind and our mind as like a magic wand. One of my favorite guests, Shauna Holm, said that she received that message when she communed with the magical fungi and the elementals, and they told her, "You humans have forgotten to use your magic wand, and that is your mind." And the mind, yes, can run amok. It could get messy. It could be contractive. It could take us down some negative thought trains. It can have voices that are not even ours. It could be treacherous. And yet we can reclaim it and we can remember its magic and how to work with, ally with our mind and the power of our mind. So we're going to get more into that tomorrow in tomorrow's class as well. One of the archetypes that I have been working with in my journey in healership, and this was at the very, very beginning. I got this beautiful goddess oracle card deck years ago when I started to do this work. And the very first card I pulled from this goddess oracle deck was Baba Yaga. Baba Yaga, wild woman. Of course it resonated because of, hello, wildly rooted, and I was on this journey of exploring myself as a wild woman, what that meant. She has been a guiding archetype in my work and life, and I pulled a card for my 40th birthday, and yeah, Baba Yaga came back to remind me, hey, I'm still here. I'm still here, and to remember that there are these different phases. Baba Yaga is about the wildness within. Themes connected to Baba Yaga are harvest, rest, providence, thankfulness, and the natural cycles. She's a Russian goddess, Lithuanian Russian goddess of regeneration. And she's typically represented as the last sheaf of corn in a particular festival within that tradition. As both young and old, she reawakens in us an awareness of time's ever-moving wheel, the wheel of life, the seasons and the significance of both of them to our centered magic. There are many things written about Baba Yaga. One of the things that I love about Baba Yaga is that she's also conveyed as this witch-like woman who's incredibly ugly and scary, who rose through the air in a mortar and pestle, and which I love because that's one of the precious treasures that I have. It's called a pilon. Puerto Ricans call it pilon. It's essentially a mortar and pestle, and I connect it to my family lineage. And, you know, because working with herbs and food and the transformation of that in a mortar and pestle, I think there's something transcendent about it. But a prototype of the fairy tale witch, Baba Yaga lived deep in the forest and scared passerbys to death just by appearing to them. She's very similar to the goddess Kali. There are skulls connected to her. You know, this the legends around birth and death, and her connection to autumn, the death to birth and new spring. So Kali, that sort of death, rebirth, transformational goddess, that energy is within Baba Yaga. She's also a triple goddess. So she represents the crone, the older woman within the triple goddess symbolism. She is the death that leads to rebirth. And I really appreciate this part of her teachings and this archetype in this time in my life, because it's a reminder again of the beautiful process of death, the sacred process of death, of that which needs to die in order to become compost for that which is to be reborn, rebirthed. And in this theme of new earth that we are building and ushering in, calling in, we ourselves, on a microscopic level, are rebirthing ourselves anew through this process as well. So I feel like there's a lot of misunderstanding with Baba Yaga, but one of the ways that I truly connect to her is through that radical reclamation of the wildness, of that dark goddess, that death goddess, and really that connection to the wild aspect of the psyche, of the soul, what Estes calls in her book, The Women Who Run with Wolves, the wild hog or the wild woman. She's not the gentle grandmother that, you know, that caresses your hair and bakes you the cookies. She's that stern abuela that I was talking about before, that tells you like it is, smacks your rear, right? And is just really truthful with a little bit of that hardness, because ultimately that's kind of the energy that we're going to need to move through really challenging times and those contractions. We need fortitude, we need strength, and we need audacity above all to step out of our own individual closets, whatever they may be, and to show our full colors and say yes to that path into the deep forest, to face the mysteries of death and emerge with the light of wisdom, with that reconnection to ourselves, and to face those wild aspects of ourselves and reclaim them. So if you're finding yourself in need of that remembrance, of that connection of true wisdom, when you find yourself being maybe too polite, too nice, which is, oh man, story of my life when I was younger, people pleaser to the T. Really, it's about boundary violation, right? And not sticking up for yourself or not even knowing what it is that you desire. When you find yourself stagnated by the expectations of others or your own expectations, then it might be time to connect to Baba Yaga and Wild Woman and brave that forest to meet that beautiful witch within. So that is my wish for you. I'm excited to move even deeper into this Venus energy to open myself to the mysteries of what comes next in this new decade of my life, and also in supporting one another, connecting with you, uplifting one another. Again, I encourage you to take advantage of the birthday sale I have. It's going on till 4th of July. Hello40 is the code for most of the things. And then I will announce the special discount for the Wildly Intuitive Practitioner Pathway in tomorrow's live masterclass, Rise Up New Earth Intuitive Healer. Thank you so much for being on this journey with me, for staying here till the end, and for your beautiful contribution, whether it's through prayer or monetarily, to my dear friend Karen. It is so, so appreciated and welcomed. And I just want to say I love you with all my heart. Thank you. And thank you for listening and being here, being on this wild journey on this beautiful, alive Gaia planet Earth that we are on. So until tomorrow, if you're going to be there, or until our next episode, be well and sending all my love.